track 8. And now we come to Letters to the Editor. And there are three this week. Flying the Devon flag stateside, but, writes the Reverend Aidan Peter Rossiter, CJ, Santa Maria, California, USA. I live and work in California these days, but I was born in Newton Abbot. I fly the flag of the glorious county of Devon with great pride. When Americans ask me where I come from, I say Devon, of course. I then explain that Devonians have a rivalry with Yorkshire, who claim to be God's county, but I assure them that God comes to Devon for his holidays. So it is to my dismay that I heard about the possible, stroke probable, loss of the Walborough Fens and Rackerhays to development. These two places are wonderful natural resources for the town and belong to all who live there and the county. I realise that Newton Abbot has always been a hard-working market town and needs accommodation, but the thought of the bulldozer and the cement mixer arriving to do their worst fills me with great sorrow. The town needs these natural havens as much as it needs new housing. I hope there are those more local than me fighting for their preservation. Otherwise, what have we got to catch God's eye?
Honouring the UK's promise to refugees, and this letter is written by David Pelthorpe, councillor for the Ipplepen ward and deputy leader of Teignbridge District Council. I'm responding to recent comments from Councillor Horner about transparency over refugee housing in Teignbridge. The facts are simple. Teignbridge District Council does not provide hotel accommodation for refugees or asylum seekers. This was made clear at a briefing attended by Councillor Horner, myself and others. Any suggestion otherwise misleads the public. Refugees in our district have arrived through government-led and fully vetted schemes, including Ukrainians fleeing the war, and Afghan nationals resettled under the Afghan Relocations and Assistance Policy, many of whom risk their lives supporting British forces. As someone who has served, I am proud that Teignbridge has honoured the UK's promise to protect these individuals and their families. They are not strangers, they are people who stood beside our servicemen and women. Councillor Horner's demand for greater transparency is unnecessary and risks creating division where none exists. The council has been open about this issue from the start. Our duty to those fleeing war and persecution is both a legal obligation and a moral one. I urge all councillors to check the facts before making public statements and to uphold the values of decency and responsibility expected from elected representatives.
The final letter is from Dilys Morgan via email. It's addressed to the Labour Party and is a lengthy diatribe against current tax policy. I've taken the liberty of editing it slightly. It was madness to chase Reform UK voters by shifting right. The Conservatives tried that and destroyed themselves. You're repeating their mistake. Reform has surged while Labour and the Tories sink. You talk endlessly about growing the economy, but growth means nothing if most of the gains go to billionaires and the top 1%. Their wealth has exploded, especially since COVID, while ordinary families are crushed by soaring costs for basics like housing, food, energy, water, and council tax. Yes, you've raised the minimum wage, but most people are still worse off. As economist Richard Murphy's Taxing Wealth Report 2024 shows, simple reforms, e.g. taxing capital gains like income, applying a national insurance-like tax to investment income, restricting tax relief on pensions to basic rate, charging VAT on financial services, and many more could rebalance the system overnight. Instead, middle earners shoulder most of the burden, while the richest normally pay less than 20% on simply vast amounts of wealth, gains, and often nothing at all. Tax wealth. Millionaires and billionaires. Who else has any significant money left?